never, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
Then get another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
He's gonna get you.
He's gonna get you. He's gonna get you.
He's gonna get you.
He's gonna get you.
He's gonna get you. The boogeyman is coming.
You gotta tell him Silent Breed is people.
So we got the old rust bucket tonight.
You wanna watch what you call my car? It's real sensitive.
I'll never tell.
Hello, Danny.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn with my partner, the infamous MJ.
It's 2016!
Already?
Yeah, it's 2016 already. I guess this is the second week of 2016. We took about, what, 3 weeks off?
Thereabouts? Yes, we did.
We need a rest. Our brains need a rest.
Yeah, the holidays, it was just too busy to do holiday podcasts.
Absolutely. We'll do better this year, we promise. We said that last year.
That's what we said last time.
Seriously. We're happy to be back. I know you guys have noticed on the, if you listen to the EMZT Radio, these same episodes of on Monday and Wednesday have been playing for about 2 weeks. That was actually done on purpose because I just didn't feel like doing anything.
Oops. Well, that's okay.
I am right now editing Monday Mystery, and we are probably going to get some different programming for Monday nights because I just found out that a lot of the CBS radio mysteries that I want to play, copyright infringement. You can't do it because of copyright laws.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. Jerks making everything after 1976. The law is that if it's after 1976, it actually falls under the current copyright law, which sucks.
Damn it.
The good news is that Suspense on Wednesday night, we can play every episode because that show ended in the 1960s.
So, yes. Yes, that was.
So it's public domain!
Yes, I love Suspense. It's a good show.
It's a great show. We're going to be adding more shows. Again, we're going to be changing up Monday nights, and we'll be adding more shows on Tuesday, because Tuesday right now, the only night we don't have anything going on. And, I guess we need to before we go any further, I want to bring this up. I've alluded to this on my Facebook page, if you've read it. Again, the RIAA, in alignment with the corporate C's in radio, and Apple, and Jay-Z's whatever thingy-mabobber music player, they all went back and basically, I don't think they meant to do it for us small webcasters. They were trying, I think, to get a lot of people off Spotify, but screwing Spotify ended up screwing us.
Yeah.
So it's costing us a lot more, and I mean a lot more, to keep ourselves legal and make sure everybody can, you know, all the artists that we play get some kind of money. And, you know, we are big proponents in that. So we, yes, unfortunately, are going to have to, with the way the new rules are, we probably are going to have to de-emphasize music a little bit. I'm not saying we're getting rid of it completely, because we won't get rid of it completely. Don't worry about that. But this is it's a bad news, good news situation. The bad news is, yes, we are going to have to de-emphasize music. The good news is that it's going to give us an opportunity to bring in more voices, to bring in new podcasts. Basically, EMZT is starting to branch.
Yeah, definitely.
We are going to start our own networks. We're still learning how to do it. Gonna have a Roku channel. And maybe later this year, we'll have a big announcement about another project that we're kind of in the planning stages on right now. So we're branching.
Nice. Can I inform you of a certain EMZT Minis episode that has the most hits ever?
Wow.
The last one about the Minecraft caves. It's 248 plays already.
Wow. Wow. People love the minis, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They love the minis.
It's just, we haven't done much minis, and we're working on a part three of Sinister Sisters horror movie rules, because it's too much fun to talk about. I had this great website that had a bunch of movie rules, and it was just too long to do in one sitting.
And on Saturdays and Sundays, you can hear the minis and the Sinister Sisters back to back, 11 and 11:30. We also put the minis on after Cheese, Please.
Oh, how perfect.
Yes. So we get 30 minutes of wacky comedy music, and of course, then we have the minis.
Oh, in February, there will be a new Calabrese interview, because they're going to be heading to Vegas again, and the Sinister Sisters will be up there.
Nice. And
that's
going to help us go into the next announcement, which is sometime this year, probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going 2 hours. So that will bring us more chances to do interviews, we could actually play more music, believe it or not.
But
we want to bring in more interviews. We want to do more elongated segments. And
because there's always tons to listen, tons to talk about. I mean,
and we have an opportunity to do something that will not make us beg so much for listener support, so to speak.
Like begging.
We won't do as many NPR drives, basically.
Please listen to our show.
Not to get off topic for a minute, but have you ever noticed that about PBS and NPR?
It's yes.
We'll show you the crappy stuff most of the year, but we'll save our really good stuff for when we need money.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
With that?
It's like, we won't be showing Downton Abbey tonight. Instead, we'll be showing you Stevie Nicks and the rest of Fleetwood Mac as they combine with Rush. It's like, what the hell just happened?
That makes people turn the channel off.
I'd say that about Downton Abbey, but apparently that makes a lot of people
turn it's a big
on.
Deal. Yeah, it's a big deal, Downton Abbey.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, because I am a frequent watcher of PBS, and yes, I did. For anybody wanting to know, I did watch the Sherlock season 4 opener, I guess. I think that's what it's supposed to be, the opener to season 4.
Have you heard the latest joke about Sherlock Holmes?
What's that?
So what is it? They're comparing Doctor Who, like all the...
Oh, God.
All the episodes, like there's Doctor Who, it's going on season... What they're going on to? They're going to go on to another season. Like, what is it? What are we at?
12,
13. Yeah. Something. Yeah, 12, 13. And then Supernatural is going to be doing season 12. And, everybody is doing another season. And Sherlock is only at season 4.
Welcome to the 35th season of Doctor Who and the 4th season. Was it the fourth mid-season of season 4 of Sherlock?
Yeah.
but let's be fair to the main cast of Sherlock. I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch is in just about everything these days.
Yeah.
What's his name that plays Watson? I can't remember his name. Martin Freeman.
Oh, right.
I mean, my God, he's Mr. Lord of the Rings, for crying out loud. And Martin Freeman was a little busy last year. Do you remember why?
No.
He had his own
what
show.
What happened?
He starred season one of Fargo. So there you
he
go.
He did what?
Yeah, Martin Freeman was the star of the first season of Fargo.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's not in season two.
So does it mean there's going to be no Sherlock eventually, do you think? Because Benedict is always doing something else.
Well,
and Martin's got other things.
I think they have shot the season four of Sherlock. So, we will, but I think it comes out later this year. And, of course, the man who plays Jim Moriarty he's all over the place. Because, remember, he played James Bond's boss, Inspector.
Oh, right.
Yes.
That's right.
But there's a chance that we don't get Moriarty.
Well, no wonder Sherlock is not getting... no wonder there's a... Sherlock is not getting so much airplay. Everybody else is busy.
Well, and then, you know, also Moffat kind of does another, you know, lesser known show. You know, Doctor Who.
Oh, Doctor Who, yeah.
Yeah. Moffat kind of does Doctor Who. And I mean, because nobody watches Doctor Who, right?
Right. No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there's changes on Doctor Who. They're talking about eventually making the Doctor a woman.
I like to see that.
But I don't know if it was Moffat or someone else from the Doctor Who was saying, well, the Doctor can't be a woman because Time Lords don't change genders. But there was on the 11th Doctor, he was talking about another Time Lord he knew who kept changing genders all the time. So
exactly. That
just blew the story.
Exactly. Other literary news, literary to book news. Did you hear the kind of the uproar over when we were gone? J.K. Rowling came out and they were talking about a black Hermione.
What? Really?
Yeah. I like that idea. She never, you know what? She defended the idea that Hermione could be black or African American. Well, no, black because she is English. She said, mm-hmm. I never said what race she was.
No, she didn't.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why not?
I read the books.
Yeah.
It's not mentioned that they're all white.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. Sometimes a lot of people just get up in arms just to be pissed off.
Well, you know, this is the era of offensive. Everybody's offended about everything.
It needs a damn safe space, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm getting sick of that.
Yeah, me too. But other than that, I think we've covered it. I think how about this? When we come back, let's talk about what we're looking forward to in 2016.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And let's go to some music at EMZT Radio.
They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Hi, this is Dr. Death and Mr. Vile, and you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Oh, But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV.
Ben!
The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
Ugly. Man, are you ugly.
You are listening to EMZT Radio. Come and let your ears bleed.
And now, a look at upcoming things for 2016 in the world of horror. I have a list of 10 horror movies. One has already come out, I think. It's called The Forest.
Oh, that could, yeah, that came out Friday. I want to go see that. If for those of you Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's based on... Is that the one that's based on the Suicide Forest in Japan?
Yes. Oh, my God, it looks great.
Yeah. Now, they're saying the trailers show are just really... It's really spooky, the trailer. And, I had watched another movie on Screambox that they were talking about. I think it was called The Suicide Forest, and it was all based, this woman, well, anyway, they go into this suicide forest. Everybody who goes there just seems to want to kill themselves, or they are intent on killing themselves, and this forest just draws them to it. And people get stuck here. It's almost like another dimension to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks nice and scary. Yeah, that came out Friday.
It did. It came out Friday.
Yeah, because it's already at the local theater here, and I haven't got to go yet. Jeepers Creepers 3 is on that list.
Oh, absolutely.
It's supposed to happen 23 years after the last one. What's her name? God, I can't remember names now. Derry's sister.
Uh-huh.
Trisha. Thank you, Trisha. Trisha Jenner. She is like, had been married, has a kid. She named her boy Derry after her brother. And she meets up with the creeper once again. Mm. But this one's going to be more about the creeper's backstory, where we're going to find out more about what he originally was and how he came to be.
Hmm.
But I had talked to Jonathan Breck like years ago. He's the creeper. He was saying that if the creeper is ever fully defined, then there might be no more, because then you're going to know his weaknesses. You're going to know how to kill him. So that's the downside to this Jeepers Creepers thing, is the creeper will eventually be killed.
Hey, I want to sneak this one in. Independent horror here. And, you know, we've made a commitment to do a lot better this year about helping promote independent horror. A movie coming out later this month at Sundance that I'm actually quite interested in seeing. Director Rich Fox, has a movie coming out called The Blackout Experiments. Now, if you're thinking this is already been out... If you go on YouTube and put the Blackout Experiments in, you're going to come up with John Moffat's 2014 movie. This has nothing to do with that movie. Okay?
Right.
This has more to do with a group of people getting together. They experience something kind of like the Blackout horror houses that they have. And it kind of develops into an obsession. And they kind of get obsessed over this. So it's going to be interesting. He's making it the documentary style.
Mockumentary.
That's become a very popular, you know, kind of the found footage, documentary type deal.
Yeah.
So, it says in a world where, you know, obsession makes us do depraved things. So I honestly cannot wait for that. It comes out at Sundance later this year. So
it looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
Okay. We also have The Conjuring 2, another file of the Warrens' demon exorcism things taking place in the 70s. So. Eh. I know
about that.
I'll still watch it because I like the last one. It's got a lot of jump scares.
That's good. At least it has a lot of that. And
yeah,
you know, not Boris to death like most sequels do.
Yeah. Here's another thing of Leatherface is coming out. Yeah, they're it's another prequel to talk about little Leatherface when he was a child and how he came to be Leatherface.
And Rob Zombie's not producing this. I mean, he's gotten kind of on that kick. The backstory kick lately. Yeah. I mean, he did you remember The Rise of Michael Myers?
Yes.
And Halloween a few years ago. I'm waiting on the backstory of The Devil's Rejects.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Rob Zombie, of course.
Yes.
Third one is on the list.
Finally.
It took three times with the ratings board to finally get an R rating. Otherwise, we were never going to see 31.
Well, at least in theaters. Because a lot of the theater managers, you know, hey, depraved violence is okay. Naughty language is okay, but we don't want to see no boobies.
Yes, but Rob Zombie had said on DVD and Blu-ray there will be like the full director's cut version on there, so we will get the unedited, the full version of 31 will be on the DVDs and Blu-ray, but we're getting an R-rated version in the theaters of 31, which we helped make that shit happen.
Damn,
it's on our bumper sticker.
It is on our bumper sticker. Yeah. Which is on my printer. I'm not even lying either. I put my bumper sticker on my printer.
Yeah, it's on my bumper sticker. Yeah. It's that we helped Rob Zombie's project of 31.
Threw some money at it, you know.
And we got some good swag from it. Oh, yeah.
We did. Oh, man. I'm kind of looking forward to this, but I'm kind of not.
Why?
We talked about this off the air. TNT is going to be reviving Tales from the Crypt, which was one of my favorite shows. It was appointment viewing for me, you know, when I was a teenager. That was It was literally one of the most awesome shows ever made.
Yes.
Now, here's the problems I have. Let's start with number one. It's on TNT. Okay? And I know that AMC, especially with The Walking Dead, has gotten away with a lot. You know, but cable television has gotten edgier and edgier and edgier.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, they keep trying to push. They push just a little at a time to see how much more they could get away with every time.
But therein lies the rub, because it's not HBO, so they can't get away with everything. Like, I guarantee you, if The Walking Dead was on HBO, they would have been a lot more truer to the comic books or to the
I'm sure they could
the graphic
have, yeah.
novels. I mean, even probably going as far as Michonne's rape.
Right.
But, you know, it's on TNT, and TNT, now, TNT is not as edgy as AMC is. And
no.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Maybe it'll be more on the line of the old Outer Limits shows where, I mean, they write great stories, and, you know, the writing will take care of any, you know, depravity, a loss that we have. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. If that happens, that's cool. I mean, if they write great stuff, it's good. Now, that leads me to problem number three. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is doing it.
Now, see, he is a hit or miss kind of guy.
Oh,
so he
man.
Could take... This is the problem. He could take this and try it and totally, utterly fail with it.
Oh my god. And when we say he's a hit or miss guy, like The Sixth Sense was good.
Yeah.
Then when he tried to copy The Sixth Sense, in about the next five movies that he did, they all sucked.
Fail.
I mean, they were all god awful. Yeah. I mean, I know who I would have loved to have had direct this, cause, and he would have done it too with such a plum. Oh, come on. Guillermo would have done it in a second.
Oh, God, yeah.
But he might be a little too busy. He might be a little too busy with the strain, and Robert Rodriguez could have done it too. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of busy with his own network.
Yeah.
He's kind of busy with El Rey and From Dusk Till Dawn, which, by the way, later this month, it comes on Netflix, second season, Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes. Yes.
I saw, which, if I may take another moment to ramble, let me indulge in this. I am actually angry with Netflix. I am extremely angry with Netflix. They took my favorite movie of all time off Netflix.
Which one?
A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that's right.
And replaced it with Degrassi Junior High. GFY, and if you know what that means, you know what it means.
Yes, we know.
Please, I thought I got rid of Degrassi. You know why they brought back Degrassi Junior High?
Why?
Because one of the over-the-air channels that does the classic TV, they brought back Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And the ratings went through the roof.
Well, of course. I'm sorry.
Oh, well. It happens. But for those of you who are wondering about Tales from the Crypt, it'll have 13 episodes following one story. That, in and of itself, is another little pet peeve of mine. Because I like the different stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess I can understand. If you want to do 13 episodes following one story, okay, fine. Whatever. It just
And the Crypt Keeper will not be in it.
Yes.
Because HBO owns it.
Right. And that's why I'm not really angry about that. HBO does own the puppet for the Crypt Keeper. So
instead they're going to have some little old man with a cane wearing a hood sitting by a fireplace.
Which is okay. I mean, it's stereotype, but... it's better than nothing.
I don't know. I'm not too thrilled with this because it's M. Night. Like I said, hit or miss. He could totally just fuck this whole thing up.
Yeah, he could. And I'm more on that end of the bargain. But I'm gonna give it a shot. I did it like with Fear the Walking Dead. I'm gonna give it a shot. Which reminds me. Fear of the Walking Dead is coming back. I think it's coming back this summer. But it's going to have a full bleeping season. It's not going to be six episodes. It's going to be a full damn season.
Nice.
Which is what they should have done.
No, actually, I haven't seen.
Well, you haven't seen Fear of the Walking Dead?
No.
Okay.
No, that's right. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Don't let me spoil it for you, but I didn't like the fact that it was only six episodes. I mean, I got it. They were trying to dip their toe in the water and all that and trying to explain the zombie apocalypse and outbreak and all that. But six episodes and then you spend the first three on character development. I'm sorry you can't do that. If you had a regular 13 episode... but if you had a regular 13 episode season, I can see you spending three or four episodes trying to get us to like the characters and trying to get us to explain the characters. I got that. But you're at six episodes. You got to bang, 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 bang.
Right.
It did get good towards the end, though. I think the penny finally dropped. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we only got six episodes. I think we need to advance the storyline a little bit.
So, you think?
Yeah. But they're going to get a full 13-episode season, which will end the week before the first season of episode 7, or first episode of season 7 of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Which I have to admit, I am very much looking forward to because here comes Negan.
Negan.
And we get to meet
Negan. Which is John Winchester.
Yes. And we get to meet him on Valentine's Day.
How perfect is that?
know. Spend your Valentine's Day with The Walking Dead. Because it does actually come back on the 14th of February. So literally, yes, The Walking Dead comes back on Valentine's Day.
Bloody Valentine's.
But there is something, though. When we were talking about the 2016 year ahead, the one thing I'm glad is we're done with 2015. Because it was such a horrid, horrid year.
Yeah, it sucked.
In the horror world. Because we lost Christopher Lee. We lost Wes Craven. Oh, of course, you know, 2016 has a great start. Angus Scrimm, unfortunately.
The tall man.
Yeah, unfortunately, he passed away earlier this week.
On the 9th.
Well, there is some good news, though. J.J. Abrams is actually working on a 4K restoration of the original Phantasm.
Is he talking to Don Coscarelli about that?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But, you know, unlike Wes Craven passing, we kind of figured it was coming. The end was coming for Wes. You know, like Christopher Lee, Angus had a very, very long life, and we're so glad that he got it to the 80s. But obviously this week is really horrible. I don't know for you, but it's been a very devastating week for me. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. The passing of Lemmy Kilmister earlier this week.
Yes.
And I know Lemmy wasn't a horror icon or anything, but everybody knows at least one Motorhead song.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Everybody knows at least one Motorhead song, and Lemmy was kind of a role model to me, so I wanted to bring that up just for a few minutes, just to get it out, and really, it's my way of saying thank you to Lemmy for all that he did in his career. And I always loved that line of, I don't care about anybody else's problems because I'm busy dealing with mine. Unfortunately, you know, well, Lemmy didn't really, you know, he died while we were gone. It was like Boxing Day. The really sucky thing about it is he found out he had cancer the Friday before.
I know, huh?
I mean, my God. And that explained why he had a lot of health problems near the end, canceled a few tours, or not a few tours, but a few concerts during his last tour. You know, Lemmy will definitely be missed by a lot of people. And without Lemmy, you know, we wouldn't have Rob Zombie. And Rob Zombie openly admits that. We wouldn't have Rob Halford. And we wouldn't have a whole bunch of metal artists and a lot of people that have been inspired over the years. And so, you know, we're very thankful to Lemmy for what he did in his career, and kills me inside to know that, you know, Motorhead is now officially no more. And on this, on the heels that we found out Rush broke, you know, Rush is retired now. And I'm going to have to start listening to new music, aren't I?
No.
Okay.
No, not necessarily, because I don't.
Good. All right. But anyways, I wanted to bring that up. I just thought it was interesting. We need to hit some music, probably.
Some more music would be good at this point.
More music would be good at this point. Maybe we'll play a couple artists that were, you know, possibly inspired by Motorhead. So, let's head off to the music right now. It's EMZT Radio.
You're a brave man.
No, not brave. Scared shitless.
Join Snarf Dude and Daffodil every Saturday night at 9 o'clock for Cheese Please, right here on EMZT Radio.
This is EMZT Radio. Come and let your ears bleed.
We'll be right back.
know what the hell's in there.
It's weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
It's MJ, and you're listening to EMZT Radio. Come, let your ears bleed.
And what are we talking about again?
We're looking ahead to 2016 here.
This is looking ahead.
Second part of look ahead.
Can I finish my list?
You can finish your list.
Okay. I saw, I think coming out next week is another movie called The Boy with Maggie from The Walking Dead playing governess.
Oh, nice.
But The Boy is a little unusual because it's a life-size doll that the parents are treating like a real child.
This sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, it's almost like a Chucky movie, but it's a little different.
Yeah, what was that movie? It came out in the 80s, and it wasn't Chucky. Wasn't the Child's Play movies, where the little girl had like a whole bunch of dolls, and they all came to life.
Right. No. Okay. Sort of. Well, it doesn't tell much about that, but the trailer was really, I was creeped out.
Well,
and they gave her a list of rules to follow to take care of this boy, and of course she breaks every one of them. So,
of course.
So, you know, it wouldn't be a really good movie if the rules are not broken.
Well, I mean, like we've said before, horror is a morality play.
Yeah. So, so that's coming out next week on the 22nd.
Nice. Oh, I got a book I'm looking forward to because I read about this, and we talked about this off the air here a minute ago, because Fox has actually acquired the movie rights to this book that hasn't come out yet. It comes out in May. It's called The Fireman.
What's that about?
And it is an upcoming novel from Joe Hill. Lois LaTurner will be the director of the movie. The plot is a pandemic of spontaneous human combustion that basically threatens to literally burn up the human race. The explosive plague is apparently caused by a highly contagious spore, one that threatens the life of a pregnant nurse. And the help comes from a group of improbable heroes led by a mysterious figure known as the Fireman.
Wow.
So
sounds a little interesting.
I will be picking up that. I'll be heading to the local Barnes & Noble and picking that up.
Okay. Huh. Wow. And who is ready for the 14th installment of Amityville Horror? Coming out in April, Amityville The Awakening.
Do we have to? I mean, have you ever seen the documentary on the actual Amityville people?
Yes, yes, I have.
Are they not so full of shit?
I'm
sorry, but I don't actually believe that the Amityville horror actually happened. I think it. Oh,
well,
so
it's
full of it.
Everything is based on true story, so there might be a tiny shred of truth in this whole big fucked up thing. So somebody might have had a scary experience just once in that house, like. I don't know. Maybe the toilet did shoot up black goo. You know, I don't know.
That actually happens to me when I put Ritex in the toilet, and the toilet's completely backed up. No, I mean, I know that the murder happened at the house. Okay.
Yes.
Because that's documented fact.
Yes.
That the murder actually happened, but the flies and well, then if the house was that freaking haunted, why did it wait 15 years?
Yeah.
I mean, please somebody explain to me why it took 15 years for the house to actually become haunted. I mean,
I don't know. It's just there's the other story that the lawyer of let's see, of the Lutzes wrote the book, and he thought it'd make a great scary story, and then it became a movie, and then just keep snowballing. And then they keep adding more to the story of Amityville. Like, the backstory is all full of, it used to be Indian burial ground that got tainted, and right. I'm like, it keeps going on and on and on.
Which possessed the guy to kill everybody in the house.
Yeah, it's just, it keeps going on. The backstory keeps staying the same, is it's a witch lived on that Indian burial ground and tainted it and did all sorts of sacrifices and demon summonings and blah, 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 blah. Okay, how many times are they going to say that?
Yeah. Oh, Hollywood. And,
yeah.
Take a simple house murder.
Okay. February. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. How cool is that to see these Southern Belles kick some zombie ass? I mean, they look like they've been trained to sword fight. It looks pretty good.
I'll say, I've read the book. All right, I don't know anybody who hasn't read the book. I'll be honest with you. Because the book is wildly popular. It was how long has that book been out now? 15, 20 years? Almost?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think it came out when I was late in high school, and we all read it as a joke. I mean, we all got it. It was a joke, and it was supposed to be funny, and I liked it. I'm not sure I'm ready to see a film adaptation of that book.
Well, it's coming out. I might go see it, because just the thought of it is kind of funny.
I'll wait for it to come on Netflix.
Yeah.
We can discuss it now if you want to. And that is, of course, you know, the 1,500-pound elephant in the room, Twin Peaks.
Oh, yes.
Is supposed to come back this year. But then, you know, last year it was plagued with who's coming back, who's directing it, blah, 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 blah. And, okay, fine. You know, David Lynch is finally back. Mark Frost is finally back. Okay, we've solved that drama. Then came this. According to Deadline, Sherilyn Finn is coming back. From the dead?
From the dead or for more flashback scenes?
Finn played the mysterious and rebellious Audrey Horne. The daughter of Benjamin Horne.
Audrey Horne. Yeah, go ahead.
The daughter of Benjamin Horne, who owns the Great Northern Hotel. I don't know how that Finn could actually redo Audrey Horne, because, you know, Audrey Horne is dead.
Yeah.
Or at least we think she is. You never know.
Will she come back as a ghost, or is she going to be reanimated?
Maybe she survived somehow. Eye roll.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. Yeah, filming will go on, and I apologize. I thought we all heard it came coming back this year. It's actually coming back early next year. But I guess we can look forward to the filming, which is going on right now in Washington.
Ooh. Yeah,
Jennifer Jason Leigh has been confirmed.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Just
thought you'd like to know that, too.
Okay. Let's see. How about another Rings movie? I don't know if this is a joke. It's coming out April 1st. It's to take place 13 years after the original Americanized version.
Stop, please. Make it stop.
How about another Purge movie on July?
No. How about we don't make another Purge movie?
Yes. They are.
While we're at it, let's make a movie about the freaking Asylum season of American Horror Story while we're at it. We're just going to do weird and absurd shit.
Why not?
Why not? Which I think is what the entire writing staff of American Horror Story actually said during that season a lot. Why not?
Why not? Well, you know Hollywood these days, they just gonna regurgitate all the same old shit and put a new packaging on it.
And then I also heard that Cabin Fever is being remade.
What?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that doesn't need to be remade. Are you fucking kidding me?
So when are we going to get Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo remade? Come on! Come on!
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Let's go ahead and remake Ski School while we're at it. Cabin Fever is being released on February the 12th. I'm sorry, I'm busy that weekend. It takes me 2 days to prepare myself for The Walking Dead. Actually, you know what I will be doing on February 12th? Watching The Walking Dead.
Okay, that's right.
Because we all know that in about 2 weeks, they'll start the every episode imaginable of The Walking Dead.
Right.
Not that they just did it 2 weeks ago, you know, for New Year's.
Of course. But... yeah, there was a marathon, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a marathon every New Year's.
Yeah.
For The Walking Dead.
Well, Supernatural's coming back the 20th.
Oh, the news on Cabin Fever gets worse.
Oh, God, what?
Travis Z is directing it.
Who's Travis?
He actually did the original one, but that's probably why it's so bad. Okay, let's move on.
Yes, let's. Shall we talk about, or what do you got?
Oh, I was going to say Ash versus the Walking Dead, Ash versus the Living Dead. Living
now
Dead
that
got
would
a
be an interesting
season.
Movie, though.
I would like to see that, Ash versus the Walking Dead. It's kind of funny that was mentioned because there's going to be another crossover involving Ash. I think this is an internet series only, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Ash versus Lobo and the DC Dead.
What?
Yeah. Hey, as somebody who writes fan fiction, I'm happy to see stuff like this. Just saying. But yes, there will be a second season of Ash versus the Living Dead.
Evil Dead. Evil.
Whatever. God damn it. And this isn't being edited, by the way.
That's right up there with every time you try to say Nightmare on Elm Street, it came out Friday the 13th.
Friday the
I just
13th.
Love that. And I'm like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ash versus the Evil Dead.
He said it! Woo!
I got nothing, kids.
You know I love you.
I know.
This is perfect time to go to the music break.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll just wrap it up for the day. Bartender, another
round.
Whatever the hell you just gave me. Hey, bartender, another roofie colada. Giggity, giggity. It's EMZT Radio.
Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Ghost, I follow you anywhere. With you, I want to be.
together much too tight. We're those things that go bump in the night. Don't you ever change. Stay scary for me. Stay scary for me. Yeah. I'm the king of your nightmares. You're my queen. We give each other the shivers. For us it's always laughter turns me on. We both are batty, too far gone. We party all night and sleep come the dawn. With you I want to be. I'm your grave digger, you're my ghoul. Your kiss is chilling, I keep cool. Together we break every
listening to EMZT Radio. Come and let your ears bleed. Oh my god, that was painful.
Ash versus the Evil Dead.
There you go.
Oh my freaking goodness. Yeah, you're right. You're right, because it's been the last two podcasts I think we've had that I've made gigantic mistakes on. My God.
Which, I don't know if people heard the editing version I did where you say Friday the 13th and I do a voiceover saying Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me? My brain just does not function. We've got to find better times to do these podcasts. apparently my brain quits working at about 4:45 on Friday afternoons.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Me too. Me too. Oh my God. Well, we look forward to an interesting 2016 for the world of horror. Yes, and hopefully it'll get better and not worse. And yes. It needs to get better.
it's gonna be better. It's always gonna be better. Hey,
yeah,
I'm up for redirecting Ski School. I mean, since we're going to the $5 bin at Walmart now, and not even the $5 bin, the $1 bin at Walmart, and finding things to remake. Why not? Let's go ahead. Ski School, Break Into, Electric Boogaloo, Night Moves.
Oh, God.
What else could we do? I don't know. I'm struggling coming up with things now. We could come back. We could redo all of the softcore pornographic movies of the late mid 1990s.
Make them actual hardcore?
No. No.
Why not? It'll be an NC-17 rating.
Softcore pornography. This is what we've come to. Oh my god. We are
It's sometimes it's so ridiculous, it's just laughable.
We are depraved human beings.
Yes. Yes, we are. What's our other motto for this podcast?
We go there. But I mean, if you're going to remake all of these crappy movies, why stop at a few of them? Why stop at Cabin Fever? Why not go to all the mid-90s Steve Guttenberg movies where he needed money, apparently, so he got half naked?
Oh, my God.
Like, a lot of people don't remember this, but Steve Guttenberg was in a lot of the softcore pornos.
He was, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, think about this. He starts the decade of the 90s in two more Police Academy movies. But yeah, Steve Guttenberg was in a lot of those soft. He ends the decade in a lot of softcore pornographic movies. What happened? Steve, you should have saved the money.
Yeah.
Oh, there is one thing in 2016 I am looking forward to. Hugely looking forward to. We're getting a new Spaceballs movie.
Spaceballs?
Yes, we're getting a new Spaceballs movie.
Is it a remake?
No. Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money, apparently is legit.
What? That's an actual title?
No, if a lot of people remember, that was kind of the joke in Spaceballs. Oh. Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Right.
Right there at the end. Well, they are making a Spaceballs 2.
Wow.
The Schwartz Awakens or something like that. But
The Schwartz Awakens. Right after The Force Awakens. I got it.
Yogurt. I'm sure Yogurt will be much younger now, but do we really, really want to see Yogurt again? I just thought I'd bring that up. Mel Brooks is Yogurt. It's probably one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good character.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up as we bring this episode to a close.
Yeah, I think we've done enough damage for the day.
We have. I mean, let's see. We've talked hardcore and softcore pornography. Well, technically, yes, 31 is that way. If you actually kind of look at it, that's what an NC-17 rating is.
Ooh, yeah. Took three times as a charm.
God, I want to see all the stuff he had to edit out. I can't wait for the director's cut for that. I really can't.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah, this 31 movie, he was just. Oh, I know. He was going hog wild with all this character stuff.
Yeah.
And
this was his baby.
Yeah, and it's going to be so massively brutal.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this movie. I don't think there is a movie I've been more excited for than 31.
Well, since, we did to help fund it, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. But, yeah. All right, let's get out of here.
And stay tuned for another episode of EMZT Radio.
Don't ever invite a vampire into your house. It renders you powerless.
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it or you can help me to stop it.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
I gotta hand it to him, though. Sharks. I never saw that coming.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Please help me. We're not getting out of here alive. But neither's that thing.